Hey everyone, in this episode, I'm going to show you and we're going to walk through the most important question you need to answer before you do anything.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world.
Hey, Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? I thought I'd change up this format a little bit. I'm literally sitting in our bedroom in our Airbnb. My girlfriend kicked me out of the other room because she is recording videos for her channel this morning. And so, I don't know, for those of you that are watching this, I don't know how good, this is like literally our bed. It's a mess. Don't even worry about it. And this is like the setup. I put the microphone on a couple boxes over here, and I was just going to record the solo episode and had some notes over here on my computer. But I figured instead of recording, usually I do these types of solo episodes on audio only. But I thought it would be kind of a cool way of doing this in video format. I don't have a lot of issues, you know, going from audio to video. And I don't know why I don't do more of this more often, because we make a lot of the solo audios and solo episodes on the podcast. And so this episode will be video and audio. So if you want to see the video, if you want to just maybe see the little tour of, I don't know, this mini studio that I built myself, it's not really a good looking studio by any means. But you know, there you have it, right? We debunked that you need to have great studio or great, like, whatever, lighting or tech to even, like, do this. Literally, we just have one camera. It can't even really zoom in on me very perfectly. And it's sitting on top of a Joby stand, on top of a couple other things. We got the mic here in the video. You can see this. So if you want to see the video, go to Jaywong TV to subscribe there. And this is, I figured, a little bit behind the scenes, a little bit of a vlog slash solo video. But I wanted to talk to you all about this idea here, something that I've been going through the last few weeks. And for some of you that have maybe been following me on Jaywong TV, the YouTube channel, or even the Inner Changemaker, our podcast, you'll know that I haven't been consistently posting, specifically really the last month or so. And it's because, yes, there's a lot of things going on in, you know, people's lives and people's businesses. That's a constant though, right? Like, that's not necessarily a good excuse. But a few weeks ago, I was in a mastermind with a good friend and mentor of mine, Nicholas Kuzmich, and this idea got brought back up, which is, you know, the idea of hell yes versus hell no. Right? And I don't know if it's the first time you're hearing about this. For some of you, you probably have heard about this. It's a good sales technique. We can talk about that maybe at the end. But the idea of hell yes versus hell no is a very good distinction. It's a very good question to pose to oneself when we are trying to decide what to focus on. Because I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, as creators, trust me, the reason I have not been posting as much is because someone asked me this and I was stuck. I couldn't answer the question. And it kind of goes like this, meaning if you're trying to decide between what to do, right? Between A or B, should you go to the event tonight? Should you create a podcast? Should you create a YouTube channel? Should you sit down and create a solo episode? Whatever it is, right? You have to ask yourself, is it a hell yes or a hell no? And if it's not an immediate, enthusiastic hell yes, that means it is most likely a hell no. Now, that sucks because, I'll tell you why that sucks. Because as creators, as entrepreneurs, I know for me, I want to be able to do not everything for myself and by myself, not necessarily that. I don't want to knock off the camera here, but I feel that I can be good at all those things, right? I feel like I can do the YouTube channel with the vlog. I feel like I can deliver, you know, multiple episodes that are high quality on the podcast. I feel like I can be there to coach my students, to help them be able to launch their podcasts. Yes, I feel like we can add an agency to our business. Yes, I feel like we can on-take this. Yes, I feel like we can partner with this, right? As you can see, it gets overwhelming, right? And this is the problem with a lot of us high performance entrepreneurs that are able to have the energy that we have. Maybe you're younger, maybe you've optimized your body. You just have great energy, right? I know for me, I have great energy, right? And I don't say that in a bragging way. I don't say that in an egotistical way. But what's really important here, hold on. Can you guys hear that? My girlfriend's recording, so maybe I can't be as enthusiastic, but F it, right? Let's do this anyways. For those of you that feel like you have great energy, you have a lot to give, right? Who feels like they have a lot to give, right? Coaches, knowledge experts, any type of leaders that are listening to this, watching this, you feel like you have a lot to give. But here's the problem. We start saying yes to a lot of things, right? That are like maybe half yeses, maybe like, it makes sense on paper. Maybe it makes you a lot of money. Maybe it sounds great. Maybe from an optics perspective, it looks great. But all of a sudden, you found yourself saying yes to all these things, but none of them, listen very carefully, none of them is a hell yes. Like a hell yes, right? And when I say hell yes, it means, I hope I don't get flagged on iTunes or YouTube, whatever. Look, hell yes means it is a absolutely, I'm going to be there. I'm going to make this happen. Commitment above and beyond everything. I'm going to be there, rain or shine. I'm there, right? And you've had things like that in your life, events, product launches, certain obligations, commitments that you, once you made it, it was a do or die. It didn't matter if your flight was delayed. It didn't matter if it was a snowstorm. It didn't matter if it was, like, you were going to be there, right? And so I think that's the level of commitment you need to not just be good, but to be great. And that's the problem with saying yes to a bunch of other things. You can be really good at them, but you're never going to be great. And so the reason people were challenging me on everything that I was on taking on our business, on our life, we wanted to be able to build a team. And we've been talking about this for like months. And like, we still really, I mean, we've made some progress, but we haven't made like real, real progress in terms of like, you know, putting the systems there in place. Like, man, I suck at that. Right? And I probably shouldn't be able to do it. People were challenging me on the things I was saying yes to, meaning like I wanted to do the vlog. I wanted to be this weekly experiment, but we were, you know, one, we don't even have like the right camera. And our camera is like half broken. And I'm like, let's just get started with it anyways. And we'll find a rhythm for it. And so that became overwhelming on its own because I want to be able to create a great vlog, not just a vlog, right? A great vlog. Like for a lot of you that are listening and watching this, like I suspect that you're doing the thing that you're doing, whatever it is, writing a book, writing a blog, putting out a podcast, making videos, is because you have great taste in those things, right? You believe that your message and what you want to share with the world is going to be great. And therefore, you want it to be great, right? But the problem is when you start doing anything, doesn't matter anything, you kind of suck in the beginning, right? And you have to have that level of commitment for it to be great. You have to have that hell yes-ness, if that's a word, for it to be awesome. And for you to have those hell yes moments, it means that you have to start saying hell no to the things that you kind of could say yes to. Meaning in the last few weeks, I've had to say hell no to things and opportunities that are potentially going to make me tons of money and tons of revenue, which is awesome. But I have to say no to them because there's the right opportunities for me to not just make greater revenue, but to impact the people that I want to be able to impact, to serve the people I want to be able to serve, to create the content at the right time that I want to be able to create, right? And so it's this balance of how do you know what to say hell yes to? How do you know what to say hell no to? And it's the hell yes, hell no thing. It's not something I came up with. It's not something, some of my mentors came up with. I think the first time I heard it was from Derek Shivers. He wrote this thing called if it's not an immediate hell yes, then it needs to be a hell no. So this goes for dating, this goes for events and parties, this goes for creating the content you want to create. I'm not saying don't do it, but I think you have to position yourself in a space so that you could be great at that thing. And so for me, this vlog, the podcast, these are all really good things, but I have a vision for this that can be great. I know what my best is, and for me to do that, it might take some time. And, you know, the next few weeks, the next few months, you're going to see me make strides to doing it, but at the same time, I'm not going to kill myself by putting out content aimlessly. It's not purpose of this, right? I'd much rather create a very, very solid piece of content to be able to share with you, our listeners, our viewers. That's kind of the whole idea there. So I challenge you and I encourage you to think about, what are you saying hell yes to and what are you saying hell no to, right? Because a lot of us don't say hell no to a lot of things. We just say yes, right? Oh, yes, I'll be there. Oh, yeah, I'll try to fit that in. Yes, I'll try to do that, right? But the truth is, if more you say yes to things, you're also saying no to being great at all those things. And so what can you start saying no to, like a hell no to, so that you could actually have the bandwidth, the focus, the energy, the commitment to be great at that thing that you want to be great at? And so that's what I challenge you on. And so question of the day, for those of you that are listening, those of you that are watching, is what could you start saying hell no to, and what can you start saying hell yes to? Let us know in the comment section below if you're watching this in the video. And if you're listening to this, I'd really, really appreciate it. Even if you're watching this, I'd really appreciate it. If you could leave us a great rating and review on the podcast, The Inner Changemaker. Even though I'm just said I'm going to be making changes to the format and to how I'm creating content, I still love to be able to serve you at the highest level. And some of those reviews and ratings, they do mean the world to me. I do read every single one of them. And I want to be able to share those with you as we get more and more of them. It's not something I've been pushing very hard ever. But if you've ever gotten any value out of any of the videos, any of the audios, then I appreciate your kind words. One of the things that I started saying a hell yes to in the last couple weeks is our Start a Speaking Business Challenge. And I'm really excited because we just let in our first batch of people this morning. And what that is, it's a challenge for all emerging speakers. And if you have a message you want to share in the world, if you want to start getting paid to do keynotes and getting, you know, paid to do paid speaking engagements, then this is my invite to you to join the Start Your Speaking Business Challenge. All you got to do to join is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/speak. And you can download the top speakers cheat sheet. And on the thank you page, we have a couple bonuses there for you. That's where you can join. It's the easiest way for you to join. You can apply. We start literally this Monday. It's a pop-up group. So, you know, I hate being in Facebook groups forever. I don't know about you, but it's a pop-up group, meaning that every single day we'll have a challenge issued right in the morning. I think 7 a.m. is our time. And everyone will get 24 hours to complete the task. And if you don't complete it, you get kicked out. Bye-bye, right? You get kicked out, and if you do complete it, then you get to stay in the group, and you get to work with me, you get to work with my friend, my mentor, Jason Connell, and helping you actually craft your winning speech, getting paid to speak. Jason is definitely more the expert than I am, but he's someone who has helped me generate thousands and thousands for lunch and learns and trainings, and he helps entrepreneurs actually land $10,000 to $20,000 keynote fees. And so if that's something of an interest to you guys, it's something that I said hell yes to, right? And you'll see my commitment in the group for those of you that are involved in it. So I'll cut this off then. Let me know if you're watching this on YouTube and if you're watching this on my channel, How do you like this format? How do you like, I figure this is kind of like the vlog evolution. Instead of me bringing the camera everywhere, I just show you some of the more solo episodes in a film video format. I gotta enroll myself in Italian classes this summer, by the way, because I still don't know Italian very well. So hope everyone is having a great weekend or a great week whenever you're listening to this. Hope you're having a great morning, night, afternoon. I appreciate each and every single one of you. And remember, being a change maker is not about aiming to change the world. That's not necessarily what it's all about. It's about becoming the best version of yourself so that you can impact those closest to you, your brothers and sisters, your boyfriend and girlfriend, your inner circle. You could be that leader for them. If you can impact who you are, who they are, you might have a chance to change the world. All right, I can't wait to see you guys in the future episode. Bye.
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.